Razorpay's ghar vapsi is now complete, and guess how much they are paying in taxes? Snapit scores $19 million from investors. EdTech firm TeachMint pivots from apps to hardware. Zerodha goes big on NBFC. 100 retail GCCs in India soon.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. First up, let's check out the big news in the fintech world. We're talking about fintech unicorn Razorpay, which has finally completed its reverse flip. So Razorpay has officially moved its domicile from the US to India, merging its American entity with Razorpay Software India. Now, Razorpay's reverse flip started in 2023, and sources say that Razorpay used a fast-track mechanism to complete this process, wherein they didn't need NCLT's approval, but only MCA's. Another big update that we have picked up is that Razorpay is likely to pay $150 million or nearly 1,300 crores in terms of taxes to the Indian government as part of this flip. Now, for context, Gro paid around 1,300 crores and PhonePe paid a whopping 8,000 crore in domicile tax. Now, sources also say that Razorpay is not raising any new capital to fund this tax outgo, as they are already profitable and have enough cash reserves to support this. Razorpay is eyeing an IPO in the next 18 to 24 months and wants 6 to 8 quarters of clean books before ringing that bell. For now, the team's focused on consolidation and growth at home. Now, another big fintech scoop that we picked up today. We're talking about Zerodha this time, India's top stock trading platform. Now, Zerodha is gearing up to invest 100 to 125 crore rupees in its NBFC arm Zerodha Capital. Now, the fresh capital, pending RBI's nod, will help scale its loan against securities portfolio and for the first time open access beyond Zerodha's broking customers. Abhilash SR, the head of Zerodha Capital, confirmed that they are expanding cautiously but with intent. Now, their LAS book has touched rupees 400 crore, operating with a conservative loan-to-value of under 40% and 6,400 active borrowers. The NBFC, which made a profit in FY25, is now working on connecting with CAMS through APIs to offer loans backed by mutual funds, considered more stable than loans against stocks. CAMS is a service that, remember, keeps records of mutual fund investments in India. And unlike peers like Angel One and Crow, Zerodha is keeping it in-house, secure, and far from the unsecured lending race. Next up, let's talk about the startup that's grabbing investors' attention. We're talking about Snapit. Now, this quick home services startup just bagged $19 million in a round led by Lightspeed, with Elevation Capital and Nexus Venture Partners jumping back in. Snapit promises trained folks at your door in under 10 minutes, be it for cleaning, dishes, laundry, and more. Founded just last year by Ayush Agarwal, a former Zepto executive, Snapit is riding the same investor energy that powered Zepto's rapid rise. Rivals like Pronto and Pink are circling, but Agarwal seems unbothered. In his words, they've copied what Snapit built. It's our battle to lose. The company plans to expand to over 200 micro markets in metro cities in the next 9 months. So if you see a Snapit van zipping through traffic soon, now you know why. Well, let's see how Urban Company responds to this challenger in the services space. Now for a post-pandemic pivot story. Remember TeachMint, the edtech startup that helped teachers stream classes during the lockdown? Well, now they've gone from apps to actual hardware. As schools reopened, demand for live class software dipped. So in 2023, TeachMint pivoted. They started building smart classroom kits. Think smart TVs, AI tools, lecture recording with contract manufacturing partners like Zetwork. Each setup costs around rupees 1 lakh per classroom, and it seems to be working. According to Teachmint's co-founder Mihir Gupta, in FY25, the firm's revenue jumped 4-5x to 74 crore and losses were halved. Not bad for a company that had to rethink its entire business model. So what's ahead? Well, they are now targeting both private and government schools with an eye on Southeast Asia and the Middle East. Plus, they are also aiming to achieve profitability in the next 24 months. Let's wait and watch how this pans out for them. Now, lastly, let's talk about GCCs or Global Capability Centers. They are a booming story in India, especially in retail and consumer goods. Now, we are picking up that global brands are setting up these centers not just for tech support, but as full-fledged hubs handling finance, HR, supply chain, and more. Think of them as strategic nerve centers, and India is quickly becoming their second headquarters. In fact, multiple analysts we spoke to say that over the next 2 to 3 years, India is expected to have 90 to 100 retail GCCs, up from just a handful of years ago. Remember, companies like Lowe's, Target, Adidas, and Wayfair are already in. Why India? Well, we've got a deep pool of tech and AI talent, and these centers now handle everything from supply chain to finance to R&D. While Bengaluru and Hyderabad remain hotspots, Pune, Mumbai, and Chennai are also heating up. So if you're job hunting in tech or ops, this could be your moment. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this episode interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.